We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Olivia Reblon. It's Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. Illinois women's basketball dominated Bellarmine last night at the State Farm Center, rolling to a 90-41 victory and staying perfect at home this season. Freshman forward Sierra Parchment led the way with a 16-point, 12-rebound double-double, a career high on the boards, along with three steals. Sophomore guard Gretchen Dolan added 11 points and 4 assists, and freshman guard Destiny Jackson continued her consistency with 10 points, 7 assists, and a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line, her fifth flawless outing at the stripe this season. Illinois led 55-23 at halftime, its highest scoring half of the season, and now have won 6 straight at home, improving to 7-1 overall. Up next, Illinois hosts Indiana Saturday. Tip-off is set for 11 a.m. at the State Farm Center. Passing the ball to local politics, the Champaign City Council held its regular meeting at the city building last night. The main topic of discussion was the vote on an ordinance that, if adopted, would allow for the regulation of public camping. Under the proposed ordinance, the city would offer any individual 7 days' notice before removal and impoundment of offending property. Moving into public comments, Martin Miller, a resident of Champaign, was the first to mention fears of the ordinance criminalizing the homeless.
You know, when you come to their tent or where they at and tell them they got to move and this is all they got, you don't think that they're going to escalate and it's going to come into where the police going to end up, what, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct. It's going to come into criminalizing.
He continued with his disappointment with the council's approach to the issue.
We study putting Band-Aids on stuff. Band-Aids on it. Band-Aids on it. We're talking about it. Talking about it. When we don't sit down and talk about solutions.
Another repeated concern throughout the public comments was the lack of input that the agencies that work with the homeless in the area had on the bill, such as Danielle Chinoweth, Cunningham Township Supervisor.
I looked up how many times I have met with staff members on your senior team and a council member in the last 3 weeks. 7 meetings. 10 hours of meeting with your staff members. And I did not know about this till I woke up this morning and I cried.
The bill was shut down in a unanimous vote. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kennedy Caldwell and Gavin Muslake. From WPGU News, this has been Olivia Reblon.